Okay. Well, this story is about an individual who was a former policeman, apparently himself. This is out of reason, Larry Bouchard. And I saw what he put up. He posted a meme that was now anything that's on social media that comes in an image form is thought of as a meme. It was a meme or an image of Donald Trump making some comment after a shooting in Iowa. And he said something similar to, "We all need to get over it." This guy decided that he was going to post this on a Facebook page that was about a gathering of people to remember and talk about Charlie Kirk, et cetera. And he posted this meme, and that basically said, "We need to all get over it." And because that had been done in Iowa at a school shooting, and the name of the school was Perry something High School, Perry, and this county in Tennessee is Perry County. They decided that he was trying to say that he was going to do something to the school and threatening a school shooting, which is like absurd when you look at it. It's clear what he was saying. And regardless, he didn't say anything about a shooting or anything. He just put up exactly what he had found on the internet with a picture of Trump and unfortunately at the
He quoted Trump.
And at the bottom of it said Trump, in an Iowa school setting at Perry High School or whatever school that was. Anyway, so they take him in, they hold him and arrest him with all kinds of interesting things that they're thinking about charging him with, and then they keep him on a $2 million bond. I mean, it's beyond belief, and I know that the people who wrote this Reason article feel similarly. Anyway, he received a visit from the PD regarding memes posts. Perry County, numerous teachers, parents, and students somehow interpreted his meme with its citation in fine print down to bottom about a previous school shooting at Perry High School in Perry, Iowa. According to Perry County Sheriff's official website, Bouchard was arrested the following morning on the charge of threats of mass violence on school property and activities, a Class E felony punishable by 1 to 6 years in prison and up to a $3,000 fine. And then they decided they're going to set his. I mean, there's many, many, many murderers who never get a bail this high under a Tennessee law that went into effect July 1st. Anyone posting bond must put up 10%. So he's got to come up with $210,000. And then they were supposed to have a hearing on October 9th, but now moved it to December 4th. So this has become an issue. And I thought, in my position on this, is that this is a test case to see if they can bring in the types of censorship that they have in Europe. And we see the UK, for example, waking people up in the middle of the night for writing something silly on Facebook. I mean, like, who's bothering to even look at that? It's Facebook for. It's not even something you pay for. It's just a free message board. So anyway, it's absolutely out of control in England and the UK, and I believe that this is the same thing that that they're trying to have happen in the United States to see if Americans will let something like this slide. So I thought I would get your impression of what you thought of it. And anyway, in this article, the last comment they make: Bouchard's arrest would be humorous if it weren't so serious. He now faces a potential years-long prison sentence for reposting a Facebook meme with Donald Trump in it that doesn't come anywhere close to qualifying as an exception to the First Amendment. Even if the case gets thrown out, he already has spent 2 weeks of his life in jail and is set to spend 2 more months until his first hearing. So.
And the exception to the First Amendment is very rare, but it's like the example they use for that exception is going into a crowded theater and yelling to everybody, "Fire, fire," or you pop a couple of firecrackers outside the door and there's a man with a gun, run everybody, and then people get trampled upon and die and whatnot. That's a crime. That is a crime. Just like you can't commit a crime with a gun. You can't use a gun in a crime. You can use it for self-defense, but you can't use it for an offensive way to hurt or kill somebody. And so same thing with your mouth. If you commit a crime with your mouth, but this is not a crime. What he did was not a crime. Who's the victim? Who did he hurt? And just like the family, a pastor family and his family were at a graveside service for a Marine. And they don't like the wars, and so they were yelling at the family and yelling about and calling names to the deceased, and calling him a killer and murderer and blah blah blah. And they were protesting the wars, and I find what they were saying highly offensive. I mean, if they've been doing that to my brother or to my friend who was killed in Vietnam, I would have really been ticked, but I would not have asked them to be arrested. And they weren't arrested. And so could that family sue? Well, that's what happened to Ammon Bundy when he tried to save the child of a family in a hospital in Boise. And he said that the Boise hospital was a bunch of kidnappers. Well, they sued and they won a $50 million judgment against Ammon Bundy. Absolutely absurd. Did they take a child without, whether they had cause or not, they're taking a child without permission of the parents. In a lot of ways, that's kidnapping. That happened to my grandson. They took him without permission and there's no reason. And the cops that were there knew there was no reason, but the cops are keeping the peace. So they have to support the kidnappers. And so, yeah, I said that same thing publicly about the DFS. So, yeah, I'll still say it. And I don't care. These courts have gone crazy. The judges have gone crazy. And we got to get back to the Constitution. It's the same message that CSPOA has been saying for 15, 16 years. And it's what I've been saying ever since I got converted to the Constitution as a rookie cop back in 1983. We've got to get back to the Constitution, folks.
Without question.